Here we are in Adobe's Photoshop CS4 Extended. In this lesson, we're going to be discussing the Swift 3D PS, which is a plugin created by Electric Rain that's especially made for Photoshop CS4 Extended that gives the user a powerful 3D modeling program that's directly integrated into the workflow and your workspace. So I'm going to show you how to maximize your workspace to have all the 3D menus and interactions you need for working with 3D objects in Photoshop. And then we're going to tap into the plugin. So the first thing we'll do is go to Window, Extensions. Well, first let's go to Workspace and let's select Advanced 3D. So that will change what we have here in this tab section. And we're going to go up to Window now and Extensions. And once you install the Swift 3D PS plugin, it will automatically be in your extensions pull down here. So you just click Swift 3D PS and there the little window comes up. Now a good spot for this is right here, right next to the 3D tab. You see the 3D tab there? You just stick your Swift 3D PS tab right in there. That way you can go in between them if you need to. And now your workspace is all set up smart for working with 3D objects. And now you can save this workspace. You go up to Window, Workspace. Where am I? Save workspace. And let's just call this, let's save everything. Let's call this Adams PS 3D. Workspace. Now you'll have it always saved. That way when you close the program down and you open it back up, you can just choose your workspace here from this tab right there. Adams PS 3D workspace. This is one I made earlier. But I just wanted to show you guys how to get your workspace set up. Now you can go to File and New. Just create a regular web document. Okay. Okay, the first thing we'll do is add a new layer above our background layer, which is locked. And on this new layer, let's add a gradient. Now you can manipulate the colors of the gradient and how the gradient is going to be formed. Linear, radial, click radial, and let's make it blue. I'm going to try and match that Photoshop symbol color right there. Right about there. Okay. It's a little bit too light. And here we want to make this one black. Now let's just draw it up from the bottom to the top. There we go. So now our background doesn't look so plain. Okay, now we're going to create, let's go ahead and lock that layer so we don't interfere with what's going on there, and put a new layer above that. And actually we can, let's just go ahead and delete that layer because we can launch this from a new layer. See? Launch from the selected layer or launch from new layer. So you have the option to make a new layer and launch from that selected layer, which that's what we'll do. Or you can just launch from new layer and it will automatically create a new layer for you. So let's launch from selected layer. So here it is, opening up. Okay, so when the plugin comes up, if you're used to working in Swift 3D, you'll notice all the familiar tools and mostly all of the tabs and interfacing that you're used to from the standalone version of Swift 3D. But if you're not used to working with Swift 3D, rest assured that it's one of the easiest tools that anybody could use for 3D modeling and rendering, creating custom 3D models. Okay, so let's just show you how to get a little text logo, 3D text logo, into that layer that we have waiting in Photoshop. So let's click the create text, and now let's put a light on the scene, because you'll see there's no lights on the scene yet, so we can add lights here. And we can roll them around on this trackball to get just the lighting and shading that we like. You can put more lights too. Let's put one here and one there. Now let's change our text to say, all you have to do is click the text and make sure the text selection is set right here, and then you can manipulate the text. Let's make it say Swift 3D Let's change the font. You can use all of your system fonts that are available. There we go. Actually, I think that's all uppercase if I use that one. That's a good one. I don't need anything fancy. Okay, now. Actually, maybe we can find one. There we go. Now let's add a bevel to it. Outer rounded. Drag it straight onto the item you want to give a bevel. And you can see we have viewports. We have a front viewport here, left viewport, bottom viewport. Let's say I wanted to change this to the top viewport. So now I'm seeing it from the top. If I want to see it from the front, bottom, it's just like that one. So that's how that works. And you can set one viewport to be the only viewport if you wanted. But I'll be showing you guys a lot more about it. So now we have a bevel on it. Now let's go ahead and put another text tool in. Or text object. Let's make this one say PS. Or Swift 3D PS. Let's give this a different font. There we go. Let's give that a bevel too. Outer rounded. There we go. It's beautiful. Okay. So now, once we have both of those items in the viewport, we can give them materials as well. Actually, what I'm going to do is select both of them by holding Shift as I select, and then I can use this trackball here to change the perspective that's on those. I'm going to give these a material. I'll be showing you guys a lot more about all of these things. I just want to show you a quick example of how we get that layer in there and how it works. Let's make this, let's see what color, orange on the sides, a little bit darker on the bevels as well. Then for the PS, we'll make that the blue, nice Photoshop blue. A little darker on the sides and on the bevels. Okay, so now you don't have to really worry about the environment's background color too much, that gray background color, but if you wanted to change it, you could double click that. And in Photoshop, it's not going to bring in that background environment, the environment background element anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But the ambient light color does have a little bit to do with the way your objects are shaded. Alright, so that looks good to me. So now let's press OK. And here we are back in that layer in Photoshop. We can use all of our 3D tools on this layer now to twist it around, get a different perspective, scale, whatever we need to do to it. We can also change our viewports here. We can get to the front viewport like we had in Swift 3D. And we can roll it around. It's very cool the way it works. We want to get it a little bigger, a little closer to us, just get the scale tool. And then there's a lot of tweaking you can also do to these models. Get these jagged edges off. But I just want to show you guys a quick little demonstration of how this all works. It's really cool, and it makes making cool 3D logos in Photoshop a breeze. And you can also do nice custom 3D models and have a little bit of fun with that. Okay, we'll see you guys in the next lesson.